Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that'll be me. I was going to play for Low Rider, but I'm going to save it for later because we've got Zach White in the house. So, hi Zach, how's it doing?
How you doing?
I'm all good, mate. You?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Let's get this name cleared up because the research I was doing on you, it was a minefield because you're known as Zach Whittaker.
That's my full birthright name.
That is your name, yeah. So, Zach, where does Zach White come on? That's just stage name.
That kind of stuck after I've been working for a few music agencies, and obviously they want you, a particular agency want me exclusive to them. And
does Zach White sound better than Zach Whittaker?
They need an exclusive name, and I'd used Zach Whittaker for other people. You know, I've done so many things over the years that name ended up sticking as kind of the stage name. So
Zach White sounds like a Hollywood film star, doesn't it? Starring Zach White.
It does a little bit, yeah. Obviously the shortened name is a bit, I suppose Ringo Starr did it with his name and
he did, yeah, why not?
same kind of thing.
Now, of course, you've got the when you go to search for you come up all over the place because you had the band, you had the group Kid at the Back.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Is that still going?
Not really, it goes here and there, but yeah, and I'm kind of doing the solo thing now really, in terms of original project, yeah.
Which brings us to searching you on Google and finding you under N5 Zach. Is that another name or just for
no,
your...
No, that's just really for my social media and everything online because there's so many Zachs in the world that you type Zach and Zach White.
There's so many
that you don't find me. So you type N5 Zach in and you get me pretty quickly.
I suppose the thing is if people don't know you and they think, oh, I want to get hold of that Zach White, what shall I type in? Because he probably won't be under Zach. There's a load of Zachs. Let's think, oh, I know, let's type N5 Zach. Yeah. You got that zilch Charles, I suppose.
Well, the whole point, that's why it's on the guitar, you see. So when I'm gigging, you know, I tell people N5 come
Zach.
Search me on that and
nice and cool.
And also these kind of things when I'm speaking to you and N5 Zach's the place.
There you go. Welcome to the show anyway. You're from North London.
That's right.
We were talking off air. You've been around all over the place, but you're staying in North London at the moment. Highbury.
Yep.
Home of Arsenal. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Brentwood before? What do you make of Brentwood?
Brentwood, very nice. Yeah, very nice. I've been over this way and gigged before, but like a while ago. So I've not been over in this way for a bit. Lovely place, yeah.
Posh round here, you know.
Posh, yeah. It's posher than where I'm from, to be honest.
Well, mind you, Highbury's not, quite posh, isn't it?
It's getting posher.
Yeah.
It wasn't posh, but yeah, it's getting posher as
the
time goes on.
There, and obviously all the football there. Do you support? Are you an Arsenal supporter?
Yeah, for my sins, yeah. I kind of have to be where I was brought up, yeah, otherwise.
Kind of wandering into the West Ham territory of Brentwood. We're miles away from Brentwood, but... and this football season's about to start, so...
Well, Arsenal did it right yesterday, Emirates Cup. I think it was a 6-0 win in the end, I think it was 6-0. I've only caught it up.
Got done back to Man City, didn't they?
Yeah, well...
They lost 4-1. That was a penalty. Their only goal. Yeah, lost quite a few of their players as well. Let's get back to the music. Right, for the music, for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre?
I kind of use kind of classic pop melodies, really, and try and just we're going to hear some acoustic stuff today, but yeah, trying to do a bit of a twist, trying to bring it up to date, a bit more urban production stuff when the record's finished. So hopefully the record will be out by autumn, and you'll be able to hear the way it's going to sound then.
You've been doing music for a while. I know you started around about 13, and you've worked session musician, which is a great way to start, isn't it? Because you get to learn the tricks of the trade, how everything works before you venture out on your own. It's interesting to read you've worked with Craig David, Damage. I remember the band Damage. I think, are they still going?
I think they're still going. They're still gigging and stuff. I mean, they've not had a hit for a while.
Alicia Dixon, I know she's still going because she's been. I see her on YouTube doing a few raps the other day. She's also on my. She appeared on my timeline on Facebook as well with a group. That I know really well, and she was in a recording studio, and she came in and just started jamming with them. So it was pretty cool. I know she's still around. But how did you get to work with them?
Well, I used to work with a production group called Ignorance, who did remixes for all these people, and they produced one of Craig David's albums. And I ended up just I used to play guitar for them, really, and it used to get the call and go and do quite a few sessions and for people they knew as well. So, you know, once you get into that kind of circle, you network and you meet a few people and then you get to do a few quite cool things. So that's how I got into that. Yeah, that was back in the day, how I started, really.
Okay. We're going to talk about your new solo album that's out. But first, let's start off with a track. You're going to do a live track in the studio. I'm looking forward to that. What's your first track?
This is a track called You Give Me Love.
Okay, take it away.
Cool.
You give enough to me. how fuelless stars above the sky I gaze into. It all depends on you, 'cause you give me, you give me, you give me love. Oh, and you give me, you give me, you give me love. Oh, wide is the plain I cross each and every day. If I make it through, it's all because of you. You give me love, oh, 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 oh. You keep me sane when the window to my brain, only you can reach into and help change my point of view. 'Cause you give me, you give me, you give me love. Oh, and you give me, you give me, you give me love.
Husky voice when you start singing, it's very unique, isn't it, your voice?
Yeah, it's kind of developed that way over the years. I think it's probably lots of misuse, to be honest. Yeah, it's definitely has got a bit of a husky tone to it.
Your music, who do you take your music? Do you have your influence on music? Do you have certain people that you know inspire to be like?
Inspired to be like, that's, I suppose, lots of artists, you know, done, I've got so many different influences over the years, having done the kind of the urban stuff and the pop stuff, but you know, the artists I'm particularly into, I love a guy called Ben Folds, from back in like the late 90s. He's still around going, he's really good. obviously current people, people like Ed Sheeran. Obviously, you can't not like Ed Sheeran. I think he's really good. James
fantastic
Bay.
Video of him busking on, appeared on YouTube, kind of on Facebook, when he was just a young lad, and he's just standing on this corner, and it's amazing to see him go from that to selling out the, you know, the big stadium. So just goes to show what's possible, I suppose.
Yeah, he's done really well, isn't he?
He has done. Fantastic songwriter as well. Absolutely. Really catchy songs. But let's go on to yourself. You've been busy releasing a debut solo album. It's due out in the autumn. Is it ready to go, or is it nearly ready to go?
The songs are pretty much ready, but of course, recording process, mixing, master, and everything else, that's why it's going to take a bit longer to get stuff out. But kind of want to start getting the feelers out for people, start playing some stuff, doing some radio shows to get people to hear the stuff acoustically and things before.
Is it mainly an acoustic album, or is it?
No, it's going to be quite produced. There might be a few kind of more toned down acoustic type tracks, but yeah, it should be fairly eclectic, hopefully.
Yeah.
In terms of its style.
Track wise, what are you looking at putting on? How many? Have you whittled it down to a set amount?
We've got probably five really, really good tracks that we like. Obviously a standard album's going to be 10, 11 tracks, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd say there's five that I really like, and then the rest are still kind of chopping and changing.
It must be hard to get the final list, because obviously you've got your favourites, and you're like, oh, that's a banger, I'll put that on. And then you've got a big pool of music, and then obviously deciding which ones are going to go on the first one. Because I suppose you can make, like, if you've got 30 or 40 songs, you can keep putting them out, can't you?
Absolutely. And trying to get people to hear some of the stuff first, so you kind of gauge whether people like it, because you write your own songs, you kind of like your own songs.
Is it your debut album? You want to put your favorites on, so people on your first one they go, wow, yeah, can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, a bit of that, and what people kind of want to hear, I think, is you want to put the best of your ability out, so you want people to hear your best stuff, really, especially to begin with. You need to make a bit of an impact, so yeah, definitely try and get the best five tracks that I've got really out there.
You're gigging at the moment. I'm seeing your Facebook, you're here and there. Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy gigging? What type of gigs do you like doing? Do you like, the festivals? Do you like going up front and, reducing it down to, like, small clubs where everyone's up front and personal?
To be honest, yeah, I probably prefer the smaller clubs and stuff, because, it is a bit more personal and intimate, and people tend to listen. But equally, though, it's just a different vibe, isn't it? You do a bigger gig and, you've just got probably a bit more adrenaline going because you're in more people. So I probably equally like both of them, really. But yeah, it's I just love playing live. So live is really the place to be. It's the pinnacle, I think, at the moment, especially the way the industry's going. I think live music's really taken off again.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a lot more musical venues. I think they kind of died out for a while. I don't know if it was because the pubs couldn't afford to pay people with the climate, when we was in recession. Mm-hmm. And now you go to a lot of the pubs, and I work in a lot of DJing a lot of pubs and clubs. You find it when you're driving around, there's a lot more boards outside with artists, event nights on, and especially on Facebook you see a lot more events on, which is good, because it means that the small pubs and clubs are now reintroducing the small musicians to the scene, which is great.
Yeah, and I think it's changing. In fact, a lot more pubs are doing live music, where it used to be your specific music venues.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I think you drive past a lot of pubs now, especially in the summer, they've got a festival on, and it gives a chance for a lot of up and coming young artists to start doing things, whereas before you might have struggled to find venues that would put you on and promoters that have put you on, but a pub will normally give you a go. So I think that's a good place. It's a great place to start, and it's really, like I said, it's taken off again, live music, and people.
Is it harder, do you think, as a DJ, I go into if I go to a pub, for instance, and I have to do a DJ setting, I might start playing some dance music, and I'll be playing it thinking, oh, this is not going well, the crowd's not the right type of crowd for what I'm playing, so I'll quickly change it. Might be some soul, I might be playing some 80s or whatever.
Yeah.
When you're an artist, if you go into a pub and you think, oh, this is a totally different type of pub I'm normally playing, how can you adapt your music, or you are just literally had it and you've got to sit there and bash out what you can?
You can. I mean, obviously, I do a few covers, so I can mix and match a few covers and bits and pieces. It's interesting when you turn up to new places you've not been before and you don't know quite what the vibe is, how it's going to go down. But
scarily fun, isn't it?
It is. Hopefully the strength of my own stuff comes through a lot of the time. But yeah, you do have to gauge it, and a bit like a DJ would, you know, you have to kind of read the crowd and see what people want and try and...
It's a lot easier when you've got like 25,000 tracks on your computer.
No. No, not at all.
You're going to do another track for us. Tell us about your next track.
This is a song that's been around for about 6-7 months. It's a co-writer of a friend of mine, and this is called Bullet.
Okay, take it away.
You hit me so hard, it was hard to believe. Your love could tear right through me. You knocked me to the ground and right off my feet. It's safe to say the game is over. Let's just say that. Let's say you got me this time. Is this payback? Can't get the thought out my mind. Whoa, whoa. I was your target, let me right in your sight. All I know, shouldn't let you go, shouldn't let you go. No, no, just like a bullet from a gun, you ripped right through me. Hey, just like a bullet from a gun, bring me down to my knee. Hey, just like a bullet from a gun, do so fast I can see. Just like a bullet from a gun, I didn't get to hear no sound when you left me lying on the ground. No, I didn't get to hear no sound when you left me lying on the ground. I bought myself so far when you got the best of me. I tried to play the part, guess it wasn't meant to be. Why couldn't I hear the sound of your bullet approaching me? I can't believe those days are over. Now I pray you want me this time. As I play back the thoughts of you from my mind. Oh, 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 I was your target. Help me right till your shouldn't let you go, shouldn't let you go. No, no, it's like a bullet from a gun, you went right through me. Hey, just like a bullet from a gun, bring me down to my knee. Hey, just like a bullet from a gun, move so fast I can't see. You pull the trigger and become.
It's in a gun. Now,
Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Fantastic. Very catchy track as well, that was.
Thank you.
Is that the Bullet from the Gun, quite dark lyrics as well. Is, we'll talk about songwriting, actually. Let's do a little link and we'll talk about where you get your lyrics from.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do Events Guide. Hang on.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Okay, this is a one I thought. Actually, I missed this one. It came up on the screen earlier on. It's happening today, even though it's raining. it's not going to stop them. The Great Eastern Rally. It's Daimler and Lancaster's owners' club. I can spit it out, will I? It's in Ingatestone Hall in Ingatestone. Open to visitors and owners of all makes of classic cars and interesting vehicles. It's a stag event where the vehicles are displayed for drivers, passengers, and other visitors to look at. And the event is an annual event. It's been held since 1975. Completely free to go, just pop them down. Now, hopefully they won't get too stuck in the mud. And that's going all the way until 5 o'clock today at Ingatestone Hall in Ingatestone. There you go.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. We're here with Zach White. A couple of tracks. Are those on the new album?
They will be, yeah.
They will be.
They're two definites.
two bangers, aren't they?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Hopefully people like them. So I like them.
Let's get to the lyrics, because obviously you're a singer-songwriter. You write your own songs. So talk us through how that works. Do you draw on life experiences? Do you strum a melody? Put lyrics to it? Do you write the lyrics first and then try and put the rest of it, the choruses to it?
Yeah, that's a difficult question. I suppose you kind of do it in different ways depending on the song, really. Sometimes I'll have a chord progression or a melody. Sometimes I might have an idea in my head.
I'll start with a riff and kind of move.
Yeah, well, with Bullet, I literally had the idea of a bullet from a gun, the visionary kind of element of the bullet tearing through you, in terms of a relationship ending. We've all been in a dark place and can relate, I suppose. And
it's a great way of looking at it. Yeah,
yeah. So it's
and it's catchy as well, because it's the use of that line is quite repetitive, which is always good on a song, because you start to find yourself within a few bars. Your audience is singing it, aren't they? Because they've already started to pick up the words.
Yeah, well, yeah. I find that at the gigs, and people do tend to pick up quite quickly on the stuff like that, once you've got a hook like that, especially a visionary hook, I think it helps cement it in people's brains, and it's quite difficult to come by, but hopefully it works.
What about videos? You worked on many of those?
A few over the years, a couple. I've got something hopefully coming up soon with a couple of rappers that I know called Marcy and Hyper. I think hopefully that will be coming out. Their stuff's all being made as well. So I don't know.
So is that like a collaboration?
The song was their song, as I remember. Yeah, but it was a collaboration. But I ended up putting doing some vocals for them and some choruses, and they do basically kind of, I suppose, a little bit like Eminem would feature someone like Rihanna in his chorus or something like that, and then rap the verse. I've kind of ended up doing a couple of bits like that, the video shot is in the can. I don't know when it's coming out. I'd have to ask them. Maybe get on the show at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on it. Look, quite a few of those tracks do that. You break and then have the rap. I mean, Iggy Azalea is on so many different tracks now, and Nicki Minaj have similar styles where they just put a rap in. It does work really well, though.
Yeah, it's a really popular genre as well, and it's a really great art form. And I think rap and grime and all that kind of thing is really on the up at the moment. Mm. So it's a really good genre. So
if you could work with someone, mainstream artist, and you could talking about collaborations, if you had the opportunity to work with a big name, who would you pull in?
Wow, that's a tough one.
I said I was going to hit you with something.
There's people I like, but maybe I'm really kind of into James Bay at the moment. I really like his stuff.
Oh, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, but I think maybe it would be a little too similar in terms of vocal styles. And maybe it wouldn't gel, maybe, if I could work with someone like that.
Same with, I suppose, Ed Sheeran, it would be a similar thing, wouldn't it? You've got similar styles, so perhaps you'd have to go for something completely opposite.
Absolutely.
We'd like the rapper, I suppose.
Since the kind of rap thing, yeah. I mean, make that, go left when your stuff's going right kind of thing. And, again, maybe something like Eminem or something like that would be really cool to work with someone really globally famous and huge. That would be really really cool. Or, you know, yeah, some Dr. Dre or something like that, you know, from back in the day. So, yeah, something like that would probably be quite cool as well.
Would you do, when you're doing a lot of gigs, do you ever have jamming sessions?
In terms of other musicians?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, when, the thing is, when you have got, when you're travelling around with guitar, people always, you know what happens when you've got a guitar? Everyone's going, oh, come on, Zach, come on, sing. Zach's got a guitar, come on, Zach, on stage. Do you get a lot of that? I was like, oh, come on, I want to have a quiet drink.
I used to get that. I used to be my friend's kind of way of pulling girls. What they do was they'd go, Zach can play the guitar, and I'd be the one stuck with the guitar, and they'd be the ones
they're pulling
the
girls.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, it kind of worked all right for them, but not so great for me, really.
You've been playing. So have you been playing guitar since you was 13? Because you obviously
I've been playing guitar since younger than that. Yeah, since I was. Well, I don't really remember starting to learn to play the guitar. Probably around 7, 8. I decided I first picked the guitar up. I was bought a guitar when I was really small. Apparently, I don't really remember it, but I remember breaking it.
Yeah, nowadays I'm all like, you got so many of the game versions, which is a bit of a shame. But people are on, you know, like Nintendo, whatever it is, you know, playing the virtual guitar.
Yeah,
but
I'm rubbish at that.
I've tried it. It's quite hard, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't play those guitars.
I can play a few chords as well. I can pull a couple of tunes on the guitar, you know, basic on the top end of the fretboard, you know, all the chords at the top end before you have to stop bridging. And when you go and play one of those games, they are quite hard. If you know, when you've got the slash one coming up and you're trying to go with the colours, it's easy to get the guitar out and play yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, you might as well, yeah. It's easier to just play along with the track than it is to actually pressing with the silly plastic buttons in the right time, yeah.
I don't know. Well, sounds good, it all to come. Right, we're going to do another track. Tell us about this next track you're going to do.
Okay, this one's not really for today. You know, the weather.
That's what we like. It's stopped raining.
But yeah, hopefully, this is what, you know, this is a track for summer, really. And this is called Sun in the Sky.
Take it away.
Till you came and turned me around. You helped me fight, try your loving, and helped me rise above it. And now you get me high and I love it. So high I can't keep my feet on the ground. Oh no, I can't keep my feet on the ground. And you know you get me high like the sun in the sky. You get me high like the sun in the sky. You get me high like the sun in the sky. And I can't keep my feet on the ground. Oh no, I can't keep my feet on the ground. Before when my mind needed healing, I'd go and find and buy a good feeling that helped me climb to the ceiling. But I knew I might fall and come down. And as the time keep on slipping, keep my mind from tripping. Now you give me the high that I'm missing. No, I don't ever need to come down. Oh no, I can't keep my feet on the ground. You know you get me high like the sun in the sky. You get me high like the sun in the sky. You get me high like the sun in the sky. And I can't keep my feet on the ground. Oh no, I can't keep my feet on the ground. No, no. Above the world, don't go into the sky. You let my wings unfold. You get me high above the world. I'll go into the sky. You let my wings unfold. You get me high above the world. I'll go into the sky. You let my wings unfold. You get me high above the world. I'll go into the sky. You let my wings unfold. Because you get
sun in the sky. You get me high like the sun in the sky. You get me high like the sun in the sky. And I can't keep my feet on the ground. Because you get me high like the sun in the sky. You get me high like the sun in the sky. You get me high like the sun in the sky. And I can't keep my feet on the ground. No, I can't keep my feet on the ground. Keep my feet on the ground.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that was my favourite.
Yeah, cool.
Can't keep my feet on the ground. I don't know why. I think it's probably the guitar is quite funky on that one, isn't it?
It's a bit, yeah, it's a bit funky. The seventh chords make it sound a little bit more edgy, I suppose.
Yeah. It was, yeah, you can, and it's, that's dancer, but you can see the beat behind that, and you could be, you know.
Yeah, that's probably the way, I don't know, it could go a couple of ways, that tune, really, with the production. You know, it could go into the dance market, probably, or it could, you know, we could obviously do the way I do it as well. So it's got some scope, hopefully, to do a few things.
Okay. We're talking reality TV straight after a few ads. We'll be right back.
Bigger than that. Much bigger than that. Well, that's how big the enormous birdhouses are at Intoo Lakeside. Yes, Intoo's big birdhouse tour has arrived. 15 giant birdhouses, all designed by different celebrities. Wing your way to Intoo Lakeside before the 9th of August to check out the designs, take a peek inside and support the RSPB's Giving Nature a Home campaign. Find out more at intoo.co.uk/birdhouse.
A global network marketing corporation is looking for UK agents. They are the Direct Selling Association's fastest growing company, with 80 agents already in their millionaires club. Jeunesse has won 6 American Business Awards since 2013. Their youth enhancement products contain a Nobel Prize winning formula and adult stem cell technology which rejuvenates and repairs the body from inside to out. If you are open-minded and looking for a great opportunity to make money full-time or part-time, call 01245 790 161 and get started today.
Here at the Brentwood Brewing Company, we've been brewing and selling great local beers since 2006. From our home at Colcott Hall Farm, we offer a wide range of products and services, including our beer club, guided brewery tours, tastings, open days, and the ultimate brewing experience, great for both private and corporate days out. To see our full range of products and services, visit our website, www.brentwoodbrewing.co.uk, or call us on 01277
200483. I love Michelle on Phoenix FM.
Join me, Michelle Ward, for Eat My Brunch weekdays from 10 through till 1.
Shall I turn your microphone up?
Well, it would help, yes.
Well, it wouldn't really.
With music, guests, topical news stories and my general ramblings.
Oh God, your voice is really loud.
Sorry.
You're not even near the microphone.
Plus my question of the day.
What is it?
You keep asking for requests. I've told you before, I don't like people asking for requests.
Brought to you in association with Chigwell Bifold Doors and Windows. Visit chigwellbifolddoors.co.uk.
Is that a marshmallow I can smell burning?
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Road's still looking good. M25, A12, A127 and 128. So, no, nothing reported locally either, so looking good if you're travelling by car. Not so good if you're travelling by underground. We've got engineering works. I won't read them all out because there's so many, but engineering works currently on Central Line, Circle Line, District Line. DLR is good service, but Hammersmith and City, Jubilee Line, all reporting delays. Overground is looking like this. No service on London Overground between Highbury and Islington and New Cross, between Highbury, Islington and Crystal Palace, and between Highbury, Islington and Clapham Junction, and also between Highbury, Islington and West Croydon, all due to today's engineering works. So if you're travelling by train, just add an extra couple of minutes or look up the appropriate website and check out your journey times. That's your traffic and travel. It is 13:43.
The Beaches. Last few remaining apartments available with your own private patio. Call in and find out more. The Beaches, London Road, Brentwood.
welcome back. And I'm sitting here with Zach White. We're in session. He's done a couple of good tracks off the album. Did you say the album's, what's it going to be called? You got a name for the album yet?
I've got a couple of titles. One of them we're going to call it Lobster in a Can. It's a strange title.
Yeah, that's just really out of the bag, that one, isn't it? if you thought finding it N5 Zach was hard enough online, then that was really going to be pulling out the bag, that one.
The thinking behind that is, well, you've seen me, I've got a face for radio, so it's kind of, you know, a lobster in a can, and you've got this nice lobster inside a can.
Yeah, there you go.
A bit of a joke, but you know.
It is good. Is that the final, or have you got three or four names made up for it? I can't wait to hear the others. If that was that's got it for me, that one. That's what my vote.
No, there's a few ideas, but that's probably the one that's stuck in the brain, just because the reaction you just gave me there.
Yeah.
I'm honest.
Picturing the album artwork. Obviously, it's not going to be too hard, is it? Down the local fishmongers.
Exactly.
Empty can, in he goes, job done.
Exactly, yeah.
Would you go for live or a dead pink one?
That's a good point. I don't know, maybe an animated one. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
You could have a whole series of cartoons.
The cartoon one coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
And is that normally the front cover has something to do with one of the singles, but obviously you've got no singles with lobsters in them, I take it.
No, we not really. I mean, fishmongery, is fishmongery a word?
Yeah, no, I think you just made that one up.
Yeah, I think it's just, but if it is a word, then it is not really my field. So
so you got your challenge is to make a song with lobster in the can coming out.
Da, yes.
Da, 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 like a lobster in the can.
Yeah, well, you just done it. That's the chorus. That's the hook there.
It's simple as that, you know what I mean? I really should be thinking about taking it up being a musician as well. Let's talk about reality TV, because at the moment, auditions for X Factor are out and about. We've had Britain's Got Talent, which was pretty good, even though it's got won by a dog. Not playing a guitar, but they've got lobsters. There you go. We can go with a dog. What's your thoughts on that? If you got would have got a call, would you? Is there anything you'd look at doing? Would you go on TV?
I would never say no, because opportunities are good opportunities. Platform. But at the moment, no. I was at a gig a few weeks ago, and I got asked to audition for The Voice, but I'm not sure about shows like that. I think it's difficult with the longevity of things like that, especially The Voice. I mean, people don't seem to have a product at the end of it, you know, in terms of songs. So maybe it'll be something I'd do in the future, but for the moment, no. But I said opportunity is opportunity, so you can never say never, can you?
Maybe. Oh, okay then. But you talk about The Voice. If it's on, what would you sing? Would you go for a cover, or would you try? I'll go for one of my own.
That is a good question, actually, because I don't even know what the rules are. Do you have to? Can you sing one of your own? I don't know. I don't remember.
You can on X Factor. I know you're not a can on X Factor, but
yeah. Well, if I could sing one of my own, I'd probably sing one of my own. Yeah, but if I was going to sing a cover, wow. That's difficult. Obviously, the tone of my voice probably suits rockier stuff. Maybe something Queen, something like Mercury or something like that.
I always like it when they sing one of the one of the judges' songs. You know what I mean? I know, not so easy. You've got Tom Jones, but
maybe I'll do it. It's not unusual.
Yeah, like a lobster in the can.
Yeah, that would be unusual.
Yeah, I don't know who the judges are this year, because they're obviously missing Rita Ora. So I think the chap Chris is still with the Kaiser Chiefs is still on, I believe. So they've got to get a new judge, haven't they?
Well, I suppose I could do a Kaiser Chiefs track. I used to do that in a few covers bands years ago. So yeah, maybe I could do a Kaiser Chiefs track.
Yeah,
you know, I predict a riot.
that is a great track, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great track. Yeah.
Oh, every day she loves me less and less.
Yes.
The other one, isn't it?
Yeah,
story of my life.
Put my lyrics in.
Listen, thanks for coming in. What's the rest of the year panning out for you? What you got planned?
Gigs, obviously finishing off the album, getting it out, and promoting it.
So where's your next gig?
Next gig, actually, next Saturday, I'm in East London at the Ruskin Arms.
Okay.
So if anyone's in East London, down in Manor Park.
Okay, check them out.
Yeah, please come down. It's free, so come down and check out the show. Yeah, you hear all these songs and a few others and a few covers, and I think I'm on for about an hour and a half, so yeah,
okay.
Check it out.
Great stuff. Zach, thanks for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
No worries.
Just come and see us again soon once the album's all out, and then we'll have a chat.
Yeah, I'd love to come and see you again. Yeah, brilliant.
You're going to play out the track? What are you going to play out for us?
Yeah, this is a song I've had for a while. I wrote this when I was about 17, actually, and it was always intended to be used for somebody else, another artist, but never quite happened. So just decided to try and promote it and sing it myself. And yeah, this is a song called Lonely Sometimes.
Okay, take it away, Zach White. Thank you very much.
It's not a case of being unusual.
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.